This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams got crowned as far as it comes to New York baseball, with the Mets and Yankees for the first time all season getting swept. They hadn't been swept prior. The Mets, Yankees, and Reds were the only three teams to not have gotten swept, and then they get swept in the same weekend.
I don't know how the Reds get in that group.
Yeah, I mean,
Reds,
Mets, and Yankees. The Reds didn't get swept, so they're the one team standing. I had an issue with the Yankees, BT, with the way that they played, and this is how we started the show, so we'll go there, but we'll touch all three.
Mm-hmm.
I had an issue with it. I thought, again, concern may be strong. We know the Yankees are good. I don't think the AL East is a foregone conclusion. Yanks now 8-11 against the American League East. And also against the Red Sox was the one team that I was looking to see how they did, because I thought that that was a legit threat going in. Lost 2 out of 3 the weekend prior. Got swept this weekend. Judge striking out all over the place. 1 for 12. When he does not hit, they don't score. Not to mention the airheaded plays. The Yankees played this series with their heads up their rear end. I thought it was a bad, bad look for the Yankees, and it would... Again, concern, worry may be strong, but just make me think twice about trusting this team all in moving forward.
Well, listen, if you watch the Yankees this weekend for the first time, you're like, this team is an absolute mess. I mean, they're not buttoned up. I mean, they don't look very well coached or managed. They don't seem very locked in fundamentally in terms of the fundamentals. That's undeniable. I mean, you had gaffe after gaffe on the bases, which, I mean, it's the major league level, so at the end of the day, it's still inexcusable, but it's not who they are. And, you know, I very rarely give out passes, and I certainly don't give them out against rivals, but the Yankees from start to finish, at least up until this point right now, have been a very, very good baseball team. I know they're still good, and I've also always known that they're not perfect. They might become more perfect when you get Heel and Stanton back, and Stanton's on the way back now, and Heel's from right around the corner. So I just think you should chalk it up as for whatever reason, I don't know, but brain cramp, brain lock, whatever. It's baseball. I don't know. But the Yankees this weekend, it didn't bother me as much as it bothered you, because I don't think that that's who they are. They're one of the best teams, and right now I'm okay with that.
Didn't look good against the Dodgers either.
No, that's true. They didn't look good against the Dodgers.
Big weekend there with them. Now, what does that mean? Are they still one of the best teams? Sure. 5 best teams, maybe. I don't look at the Yankees. They're held to a curve because they're the Yankees.
Well, but that's not a curve that I hold them to. That's where we differ a little bit.
We're not talking championship.
Think about this. Like, you know, the whole Yankee aura, I don't really get in. I don't engage in that too often. I love it. I know it. It's a part of the history. It's awesome. It's as good a history as any other team in sport. But I stopped hanging my hat on that, quite frankly, when the Red Sox came in and danced on the stadium turf Game 7 back in the mid-2000s. That's where that was a wrap for me. Everything changed. Curse of the Bambino reversed. And not that the Yankees don't have an aura for some. I can't quantify aura anymore. The quantification of aura for me comes with World Series championships. Mm-hmm. I felt the aura in 96 and 98 and 99 and 2000 and even in 01 and 03 getting there and 09 winning for sure. And last year to an extent getting there before falling apart defensively against the Dodgers. I don't care about aura. I care about how are they measured against their peers, and I think they stack up very well.
And maybe that's where we differ, where I don't think they're as good as the best teams in baseball. I just don't trust them. I didn't think they were last year, and they got to the World Series, but you saw what happened where they got exposed in that, and I think that they're worse this year. Different, sure, But I don't trust their lineup as much as I did a year ago.
I trust them more. Isn't that crazy how we see it differently? Yeah. I actually trust them more.
Yeah.
Trust him more.
I don't know what that's based off of, though. Goldschmidt?
No. Bellinger as well, dude. Yeah,
but he's not as good as Soto.
No, I'm not saying he's good as Soto. Well, nobody that they brought in is as good as Soto. But to me, I would much rather have, like, last year's lineup, I felt like outside of two or three guys, everybody had an OPS in the sixes. I mean, it was embarrassing. So, yes, Judge was amazing, and Soto was amazing, right, and the tandem was amazing. But that was pretty much it. They didn't have a clear leadoff hitter. They didn't have a number four hitter. I mean, it was Wells. They rotated. Right. And they certainly didn't have anything that represented a competent 7-8-9 in the order. They had a bunch of automatic outs. I mean, they were just, the numbers were weak and the production was just too light. So while you remove Soto, whether it's Goldschmidt, whether it's obviously Bellinger, whether it's a tick up in year three for Volpe. I mean, finally, Volpe's taken a nice step forward. Not crazy, but it's right, certainly discernible. All of his numbers across the board, base running gap aside Friday night, are up. He's on base more. His OPS is higher. He's got more doubles. He's a better hitter. I just think they're a better lineup here. Of course, they miss Soto with certain things, but 1-9 better.
Yeah, I still need to see more from the Yanks, and without Judge producing, they've got to score some runs. They did not, obviously, this weekend. The Mets got their clocks clean this weekend. I'm not overly concerned about the pitching, although, yeah, I mean, look, they're springing leaks, but the injury to Senga, and then you see Griffin Canning and Tyler McGill go out there and do what they did. I'm more concerned about Pete Alonso, because the Mets have gone as Pete Alonso has gone this year. Yeah, the pitching has been there, and I trust that the pitching will get back, especially when they get Manaea back healthy and Montas probably as well. And then maybe Senga by the All-Star break, whatever it may be, shortly after the All-Star break. So I'm not overly concerned about the pitching, but Alonso had himself an awful weekend coming off the throw that got Senga hurt. And I feel like it's fragile with Pete. There's a fine line between what he's done this year and what he did a year ago or 2 years ago. And if they lose that and lose what Alonso has done this year, which has been one of the better offensive players in the sport, it's asking a lot, but that's what he's done, and they've had success. They lose that, I'm not sure who's going to be cleaning up all the guys on in front of him, so that would be a concerning thing for me with Alonso.
My concern's more to pitching. I want to get back to that, though. Just to point on the whole Pete thing, isn't that's supposed to be the beauty, and this should be the beauty, of having another superstar hitter in the lineup. So, you know, last year when Aaron Judge was scuffling in April, Juan Soto kept the Yankees afloat. This April and really into May, when Soto was transitioning and just not looking like Juan Soto, Pete was rocking, Lindor was off to a good start, finally a good start for Lindor as a Met here, right, in the early month of the season. So now, if this is going to be a three-week or just a bad month for Pete, and by the way, he's allowed to have it, all right, then this is where Juan Soto's got to wake up. Now, I know he's been playing well up until this weekend, but the weekend that Pete looks like he took five steps back is not a good weekend for Juan Soto to go, what was it, 1-for-10 or 2-for-10, whatever it was.
He was walking a lot, hitting the ball hard. I'm not concerned about the short term. I think they'll be able to survive that. I'm more concerned about which version of Pete are we getting.
You get the good version. I really do.
I think they'll be okay.
I don't think that this, like, transforms him into a tight figure who suddenly resembles a guy who was hitting 215 last year. I mean, if he's not beyond that, then he really shouldn't be here long term. I don't think that's going to happen.
Nobody believed that he was going to be the 320 hitter or whatever.
No.
So you see a little bit of coming back down to earth, and you saw the difference that it could make. He came up. It's not like they didn't have opportunities. He came up a lot of times to do damage and just didn't get. Now, you're right. Like, he's been carrying the team, so you can't rip him the one series where he doesn't get the job done. It's just a little bit concerning to me, because if Pete reverts at all back to last year's version of Pete, then I think they're going to have bigger issues long term.
We'll throw the Nick thing on the table as well. We'll hit all three, as you said. But the other thing, too, for me to pay off the pitching stuff here, I think now, again, like everybody, I'm fascinated by the laboratory and what they do there and what they take from weaknesses and either push to the side and now ignore, or they just really truly focus on strengths and make them better. I don't really know what they're doing there, but whatever it is that's been working, now to me, this is where the strength in numbers really gets tested, because Montas, who's going to get called up at some point very soon, has made 5 minor league starts and he's been wretched. I mean, his ERA is over 13. Now, you can't get minor league kids out. I think it's a little bit of a leap of faith to say right away he's going to get major league hitters out. Maybe he does, but it doesn't seem very likely now. Blackburn is a disaster in the bullpen, and I know it's been a little bit of an issue going back and forth, and even said that the other night. He's like, listen, I haven't found my rhythm coming out of the pen. Well, you get a chance to find some rhythm Wednesday. You're starting. Figure it out. Senga's hurt. Canning's had 3 out of 4 bad starts. And Clay Holmes, who I told you I love as a signing by the Mets and was going to be good for the Mets, and he has been. You're going to have to navigate the next 3 months of him making sure that it's 5 and fly. I mean, he could have a no-hitter after 5. He's got to go to the shower, which puts further emphasis on a strong bullpen, which is showing cracks for the first time.
Yeah, I think that they have, look, they've managed it last year, this year so far. They're going to have their work cut out for them in the short term over the next couple of weeks to see how it happens. But I have to trust that Stearns and Hefner are going to figure it out. Forget the lab. They've done a good job with these pitchers so far, so I have no reason just because of a couple of turns through or the loss of...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Senga. Remember, last year they lost Senga the entire year, and they still far outperformed the expectations. This year they lost their best pitcher with Manaea all year so far. Hasn't thrown a pitch, and they have far exceeded expectations. So can Griffin Canning come back down to earth? Tyler McGill inconsistent. It's just all happening at once, which can seem that they're taking on a lot. Not to mention, by the way, that the Braves are looming tomorrow.
Yep.
Not that the Braves are any good, but going to Atlanta is always a threat. The Braves lining up their pitching so they can make sure they beat the Mets and stay in the division race, even if they're, 13 games back. So the first time the Mets get swept going to the Braves series, they're taking on a lot of water right now. Can they plug the leaks over the course of the next 10 games against the Braves and Phillies? It's going to be an important stretch here, and it doesn't seem like it's the best timing for this stuff to happen, but I do trust that they'll figure it out pitching-wise. I just hope that Pete is more what he was the first couple of months than what he was this weekend.
Well, that was going to be my final point here. It's a 162-game marathon, so every team we could jump in on, at least the good teams. I mean, the Dodgers have been as beat up as anybody in terms of their arms, their bullpen. So the Mets aren't alone with some of the issues we identify now. The Yankees aren't alone with some of the issues that we've identified today. But I think what I never thought that the Mets pitching, as good as it was, and I believed it, and not to minimize it, I just never looked at as the pitching is the reason why the Mets could win the World Series.
Right.
I think it's good, and I think it's been really good. Now you got to stabilize it. But for it to be stabilized, you're going to need more offense, which either means, to your point, Pete better not be making a big U-turn here, right, or they better be plotting a big trade. I still think of all the things that the Mets need to do before the trade deadline, they got to get another bat.
Yeah, I want a center fielder specifically. McNeil and Tyrone Taylor have been good. I think they're going to need one more. And Nimmo's been better in the 2-0 in front of Soto.
Yes.
So that's stabilized things there. They're going to need one more bat. Remember, Vientos hurt too. So there are ways to do it, but they're going to need, I think, one more bat. The other thing that we talked about before we get back to the calls, 888-808-1019, the Knicks continued search for the head coach, and Taylor Jenkins apparently first up here on the interview list. Mike Brown to come this week, but the report from Ian Begley today, Ian Begley of SNY, is on top of this stuff, saying that don't close the door just yet on Jason Kidd. He still might be a possibility for the Knicks.
And now, what was my first reaction? I don't know what reaction you expected, but when you told me that and told us that about 25, 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, you thought it was going to be for Tibbs.
Well, that actually literally was my first reaction. Yeah, I beat you to it and I was wrong. But like once I found out what you were talking about, it doesn't incredibly excite me. Like, Jason Kidd to me is is not a definite answer. I know what he does differently than Tom Thibodeau. I think he'll relate better to players. I think he'll be a good asset for Jalen Brunson, point guard to point guard. I think he'll understand the and certainly fixate more on out-of-bounds plays, you know, end-of-game situations that were apparently ignored based on what came out in the exit meetings with what the Knicks did or did not do at practice. Like, they ignored a lot of that stuff. And by the way, just watching the Knicks play, it's not a stretch to believe that because they were very disjointed on the out-of-bounds plays and trying to run stuff late. But I like Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd, not once during this entire process, not once have I been like, that's the guy. All right. I think he's good. I also think Tom Thibodeau's good. Now, yeah, he's different. And in this case, they could both be good, and different could be good enough to elevate him past Tom Thibodeau. But I'm not doing cartwheels here if Jason Kidd's the coach.
The reason why I like the idea of Kidd, he's got experience. He's familiar with Brunson. He's got experience in New York. So there are a lot of boxes that were checked. And also, it would be a big hire as opposed to, let's say, Mike Brown. Doesn't mean that it's going to be the better hire, but Mike Brown is just like, ah, God. Like, at least there's an element to Kidd. And I don't like Kidd. Never liked him as a player. Like, I respect him as a player, but never liked him as a player. Certainly don't like him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So there are elements that have me turned off by him. Initially, he was atop my short list. Van Gundy, Udoka, and Kidd would have been one of those three. Now it seems like two are definitely out. Kidd's still the possibility. I will be honest with you and say that I'm starting to turn the corner a little bit on Taylor Jenkins.
Yep.
I like the idea of the offense that he had with Memphis and his offensive mind. There's intrigue there. And instead of looking at him as a retread, maybe he's just the guy who John Morant was a coach killer.
You think it's easy coaching Morant? I mean, he's amazing talent. I know.
No, I don't. So I'm going to give Jenkins the benefit of the doubt in that regard and say that he could be a really good head coach. And if he's an offensive mind, and to your point before, has a little defense as well, maybe that's where you could elevate over Tibbs, where Tibbs is more defense, did have a good offense, but maybe Jenkins can make the most of this mix with Cat and Brunson.
Well, I don't even look at it and say that I think Taylor Jenkins could become a good coach. Taylor Jenkins is a good coach. Like, he's already there. I mean,
New York, though, is a different animal.
No question. No question. And I think Jason Kidd would probably handle that stuff well. I think Mike Brown would handle that stuff well in addition. I don't know. Could it be a bit of an issue? Maybe. But this man's won 56 games, 51 games, 44 and 29 before he got fired this year. I actually thought he was a little bit older. I thought he was in his early, like 43, 40. He's 40. He's a young guy. He's 40. So that is counter to a lot of the things about Tom Thibodeau, where Tom was older. He's approaching the age of 70, 30-year age difference. And when you're 30 years younger than the previous coach, what you're growing up with, the different structures of offenses and how to relate to players and all the things that they do, I mean, that is pertinent stuff there. So I like Mike Brown more than you. I definitely like Mike Brown. Going into the weekend, Mike Brown had the slight edge for me over Jenkins. I flipped where I still like Mike Brown, and it would excite me more than you, but I think Taylor Jenkins might be the guy.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Talking Mets, Yanks, and Knicks. Dave is in Jersey Shore. What's up, Dave?
What's up, guys? Love the show. I listen all the time, too. You took the wind out of my sail about Alonzo, you know. Ever since that throw, it seems like something's bothering him. Even Ron Darling noticed something when he was at bat with the bases loaded yesterday. He's trying too hard again, like he used to, you know. Always trying to hit that home run to tie the game up. You know, everyone losing 4-0.
You make an excellent point, Dave. Just before I let you finish there, I just want to make sure it's clear for me that it's not just results-based with Alonzo this weekend. The results are going to come and go. It's the way that he looked. He was having bad at-bats.
I noticed that in his face. That's the first thing I said to my wife, who's a Yankee fan, by the way, so opposites attract. But anyway, when you were talking about Soto the other day, before, you know, he hit into 14 double plays, but, you know, when they pitch around him like you wouldn't believe. He's got a ton of walks. But when he does hit the ball, he hits it, you know. Like, you're going to hit it to double plays, especially if you get a top spin right at somebody.
Yep.
And it's not going to trickle through, you know. At least he's making outs. Like, if you notice his, like, you know, he hits a lot to the warning track and it's just missing. But I think he's going to be an asset at the end. But another thing, I'm afraid of the Braves. I hope they don't do what the Mets did last year. You know what I mean? That's in the back of my mind.
See, this is the problem, and thanks for the call, Dave. Now, I want to go on record before the series starts and say, I am not afraid. I fully expect the Mets to stomp on their throat and kill them once and for all. Instead of swimming with the fish down at the bottom of the National League East, have them sleep with the Miami Marlins. They should be sleeping with the fish after the Mets are done with them. But it does leak. Dude, this has been a house of horrors since the 90s, with the Mets going down to Atlanta. And of course, the Mets have been the best team in baseball and one of the best records in baseball all year long. The meeting with the Braves coincides with Senga getting hurt, the rotation falling apart, and getting swept for the first time all year.
And the bullpen having some leaks there as well. Well, I mean, look at it this way. It's a great chance to immediately rectify this, reverse it, and put into motion a little three-game blip against the Rays. We're good. Or it could get compounded and potentially lead to somewhere worse. And it very well could be in between, where they win two and one game they get smoked, or they lose two and one game they smoke them.
Just win two out of three minimum.
Yeah. Listen, you just want to... The Mets did not... Like, the results... what were the scores? I know it was 9-0 yesterday, but... I thought that the optics of the Mets weekend was, and we try not to do Yankees versus Mets because that's just the low-hanging fruit, and the Yankees did not hit, the Yankees did not run, the Yankees didn't do a whole lot well up in Fenway this weekend at all. But like, you know, Friday night, blown a lead, and then, Saturday just not pretty, then yesterday getting smoked, and I thought the Mets looked sloppier. I thought the Mets were more non-competitive this weekend than the Yankees. Now, it doesn't mean anything because you don't get style points for losing 4-3 versus 9-0. But I think what we'd all like to see is for the Yankees to come back with a couple starting, immediately, and same for the Mets. But it's amplified because those Braves...
And it's not just the Braves.
They're winning the Phillies coming up as well.
Yeah, Braves and Phillies over the next 10. This is the
stretch. Is this the season?
Not the Mets season. I think it's the Braves season is on the line.
Is it the season? I should have prefaced it with if the Mets play poor. If the Mets play great, you're burying teams.
Correct. I think if the Mets play great over this stretch, the division will be in hand.
Yeah, I mean the Braves are back 13, so no matter what happens, they still have a ton of work to do.
This is a huge swing for the Mets to either have a race all year long or put the foot on the throat and officially bury the Braves. And keep the Phillies at bay.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It's a two-team race, right? You only get three with the Phillies here, but if you win another series from them, now you're 5-1 mm-hmm. on the year from them. That would be an accomplishment for the Mets, at least early on here. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.